That's good. Okay, so this is the Shack Committee meeting. This is a meeting that's required. We are recording this meeting. So basically, this is the Student Health Advisory Council. So the first thing I've got on the agenda is the end of the COVID-19 state of emergency. So the federal government finally lifted the emergency declaration around COVID. So that means anything kind of associated with that will go away. So like there were some special programs for lunches and funding and stuff like that. The money that was already funded still in the pipeline and in the bank, so we get to keep that to use for recovery and learning loss and stuff like that. But there won't be any additional funding along those lines anymore. So, does anybody have any questions about that? I do still have test kits in my office. Some of them have expired, but the company pushed the expiration date back. So I'm just going to hang on to them. The state doesn't want them back. The federal government doesn't want them back. So I'll still be able to give people COVID tests if they want one in the future until the expiration dates run out, I guess. So the security update, I'm going to save that for the security meeting because we will likely have a police officer here and the board president will be here. And I want Officer Green to fill us in on some issues surrounding security. And so that brings me to number four, which is the one I'm really interested in. What do you think we can do to increase the wellness of staff or students, or is there anything above and beyond what we're doing now that will help? For example, the district's gonna pay for everybody's telehealth next year. So y'all will all have that as an option. We're also paying for more life insurance. Hope you don't need that. But and that's really not a wellness thing, but unfortunately we saw that sometimes it needs to be used. And it's not as, it doesn't, I think it was 10,000. And that won't even cover a funeral.
How much is it now? How much should they something it up?
I think they doubled it. I think it's like 20, 25. I'd have to go back and look at my notes. Enough to cover a funeral and final expenses and stuff like that. Plus you get the one that the state gives out to, the TEA gives out. So do y'all have any ideas for students or for us or anything we can do besides me losing weight? Nothing?
There are several ideas floating around in my head, but nothing that I can formulate into a solid thought at the moment.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I know that the service center was floating being able to provide telehealth for students. And I don't know if that's something we want to think about doing or not. I don't know how easy it is for some of our students to get to the doctor, mm-hmm. or how often they get access to a doctor, but then again, I'm not sure we want to put the district in position of that role, but I know a lot of schools do it.
Mm-hmm. And the things that are kind of floating around us is having some sort of like healthcare provider, dentists, or other like visit and talk about just how important.
What I was thinking as well, we used to have the dentist come and talk to the kids, and
we usually did have a dentist every
year.
Mm-hmm. Giant tooth shows up.
Yes.
That's actually a good idea.
The Masonic Lodge does a whole big thing around teeth and health, and they they do that, where they come out and they do a presentation, and they have toothbrushes and toothpaste. The fantastic toothbrush, that's what they call it. Through the Masons.
Dentist or somebody that would probably have a program to do that.
Well, usually I call and just set it up.
Yeah.
Just don't do it this year, but yeah, I have one coming, and usually offer their services just to get them checked.
That would be good, and if they could double up by talking to our older kids about going into that profession, that would be cool while they're here. You know, either dental assistant or dentist.
Yeah.
So, I've got that on my list of stuff.
Another thought I had, I'm not sure if this, it goes with wellness, but it's not really physical wellness necessarily, but like fire safety. I realized when the fire department came, and he said, what are you supposed to do if you catch on fire? And they all stared at him completely blankly.
They don't know to stop, drop, or no. That's kind of not thing. Common anymore.
Yeah, you used to see that on TV programs.
Kids don't watch TV anymore.
No, they don't.
That's what, I mean, I was shocked when somebody told me that.
And they all just went, I don't know, run?
Last year, the fire department came out with a truck and let them, and they did a little thing.
Yeah, I talked to the guy who was here and said, we probably need this. He's like, I think we're going to get back into doing that next year, going to local schools and doing fire safety prevention presentations.
I think that's a good idea. They used to do that regular. But all those PSAs that we all grew up watching on TV on Saturday morning cartoons, since kids don't watch TV that way anymore, they don't see those. So that's a good idea too. I like that. And maybe if we can get our police officer to come back out and talk to them again. Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoyed that.
I did too. I'll probably do it with the littles with a little different focus. Still talk to them about some safety events as well.
That's good. If you come up with any other ideas between now and when we start back, just make a note of them. Send yourself an email, put it in an email. That's what I do. And then we can go when we get back together in the fall. Any other concerns or thoughts? Okay, so that takes care of the SHAT committee meeting.